This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Former Vice President and Democratic Party nominee Joe Biden met Thursday with the family of Jacob Blake, a black man shot by a white police officer in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Biden spent more than an hour in private with Blake's father, Jacob Blake Sr., his siblings, and one of his attorneys. The former vice president said the younger Blake participated in the meeting by telephone from his hospital bed.
He talked about how nothing was going to defeat him. How, whether he walked again or not, he was not going to give up.
Blake's shooting touched off several days of sometimes violent protests in the city. President Trump visited 2 days ago, but did not meet with the Blake family. Trump is headed to another battleground state for November's election, Biden's birth state of Pennsylvania. The White House is denying that President Donald Trump's comments urging voters in North Carolina to vote by mail and then try to vote again in person to test the mail-in ballot system this year are aimed at undercutting the presidential election. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted the president has fought hard for an election system that is fair and free from fraud or abuse.
The president does not condone unlawful voting. The president's been very clear about this. I'm once again not surprised the media is taking the president out of context.
Earlier, Trump had tweeted that people who vote by mail early should show up at polling places and vote again if their ballots haven't been counted. The president claims, without evidence, that the November 3rd election will be awash in fraud because so many voters will mail in their ballots to avoid being exposed to the coronavirus at polling sites. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile.